Between the wars, a new black press emerged. Many papers had both political and economic strength. The Amsterdam News in New York, the Norfolk Journal and Guide in Virginia, and the paper that, after World War I, would surpass the circulation of the Chicago Defender, Robert Vann's Pittsburgh Courier.
During World War I, the Pittsburgh Courier was just another black newspaper. There was nothing exceptional about it. It was a small newspaper. It was of no real significance in the country. There were a lot of black newspapers that were the same size. Robert Vann wasn't particularly radical. After the war, though, he saw the chance to start making his newspaper bigger. He wanted to earn more money. And he did several things. One of them is he started the first national black newspaper in terms that he had like 15 editions. He had one in New York, he had one in St. Louis, one in Los Angeles, one in Chicago, all around the country in these black communities. Suddenly they were getting the Pittsburgh Courier, which was different from any other black newspaper. He would run one position one week, the next week he would change, run another position, anything to get more circulation.
Vann was a politician, statesman, publisher, and a brilliant lawyer, a severe taskmaster. There was only two ways to do things for him, and the right way was always Vann's way. He was a hard man to reason with, but Bob Vann was a visionary. He could see around the corners.
Mr. Vann was a dedicated opportunist, and he went with the wind when it was conducive to his objectives. At one point, he decided that the black people were being taken for granted by the Republican Party, which was the party of Lincoln in the black community. In 1932, country is in the middle of a depression, and there were opportunities, not only for black people, for himself, he thought. So he gave a speech in Cleveland where he suggested, he said he saw millions of black people turning Lincoln's picture to the wall. This became a rallying cry for blacks to leave the Republican Party and to become Democrats. He wanted to help his people, but in helping his people, he also helped himself.
After Roosevelt was elected in 1932, Vann was rewarded for bringing black voters to the Democratic Party with an appointment as an assistant attorney general. He continued as publisher of the Courier, enhancing the paper by hiring many of the best minds in the country.